As congregants plan to attend houses of worship over this holiday weekend, let's pay tribute to an historic church in Philadelphia that no longer welcomes parishioners. Joining me is Plan Philly contributor Ashley Hahn. Ashley, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be here.
Take us to this community and congregation in Washington Square West.
So St. Peter Claver Roman Catholic Church was founded in the late 1880s, and it was Philadelphia's first church for black Catholics.
Though the legacy of black Catholics in Philadelphia long predates the 1800s.
Absolutely. They've been here as long as Philadelphia's been here. And the earliest Catholic churches here did include black parishioners, many of whom did have to worship separately in some cases. They might have had to receive sacraments separately or be seated in different areas of a church. So that history of segregated worship led to the formation of St. Peter Claver Union, which was the founding mechanism for St. Peter Claver Church.
Describe that neighborhood in that time.
In the late 1800s, the neighborhood around where St. Peter Claver stands, which is at 12th and Lombard, was a very diverse community, and it happened to be the home for the city's largest population of black residents, largest and oldest. So a very rich community there, and it made good sense to put St. Peter Claver Church there. Fourth Presbyterian Church had been built in the 1840s. That congregation moved, and St. Peter Claver Union had the opportunity to purchase the church, which they did, and it was dedicated in 1892.
This church was one of several mother churches in the vicinity.
Indeed. Philadelphia has several mother churches among black congregations, such as Mother Bethel AME, not far away.
When did the unraveling begin, as it were?
The church has a school associated with it. In 1984, the school was closed. And in 1985, as St. Peter Claver looked to celebrate its centennial, it was informed that the parish would be suppressed. That's a technical term for the archdiocese, which means it will no longer permit sacraments to be given, such as baptism or weddings or funerals, to be held at that church. And that's a pretty quick way to diminish a parish.
But what was the calculus on the archdiocese part? Was it in response to diminished attendance and enrollment?
Yes. The archdiocese felt that they wanted to change the way they served the black Catholic community, and they felt it was not necessary to do so through St. Peter Claver per se, but through other parishes as well.
How did congregants respond?
Congregants were distraught, and they felt that it was time to start telling their story better. So they started archiving and documenting the meaning of this place to them. And I spoke with Adrienne Harris, whose family grew up in that church, and here's what she had to say about her feelings about St. Peter Claver.
I don't want it sold. I think the history is too important, especially at this time when this country is so racially divided and things are so ugly. This is not a time to throw out black history.
St. Peter Claver was more than a church. It was people's school community, it was their social community, and it provided a really rich network for the people who were participants in it, often for generations. People would be baptized there, and their parents would be memorialized there. They would go to school there. They were married there. It's every major life event was touched by this place in some way. It's more than just a house of worship. It's a spiritual heart, and it's their rock.
So that you described Archdiocese efforts going back to the mid-80s, it took until 2014 for the church to officially close. Is that because congregants were able to at least slow down, if not stop the process?
Yes, the congregants were able to pump the brakes, but they were not able to ultimately fight the archdiocese successfully. They appealed to anybody that they could think to appeal to, including the Pope and the Office of Black Catholics, and they were able to still celebrate Mass there for some time. In 1994, the building turned into the St. Peter Claver Center for Evangelization to serve the black Catholic community, but that meant it was not hosting regular Masses any longer.
And then outside the church, there was a recent court action that even further accelerated the process.
Yes. So amid the recent batch of parish closures and consolidations, the Archdiocese sought to have language stripped from the deed for St. Peter Claver, which limited its sale and had racial limitations on its use. A court decision in December has now enabled the Archdiocese to sell the property. with the caveat that a portion of the proceeds be used to benefit the Black Catholic community, that is the community that used to be served by St. Peter Claver. St. Peter Claver's school has been used as a women's shelter, Women of Hope operate it, since the mid-80s. And because of the sensitivity of that population, the Archdiocese is holding off on marketing the property at this time.
Are there any caveats or provisions giving the building's historic certification?
Indeed, the building was designated historic by the city in the mid-80s, which means that the building is protected through a local designation, which means that any alterations proposed for the building or a demolition would require permission from the city's historical commission first.
Ashley Hahn, thanks so much for coming in and offering perspective.
So glad to be here.
Plan Philly contributor Ashley Hahn on NewsWorks Tonight.